Now, again, let me give a little different translation here that I think would be very helpful to you. For no God art thou whom wickedness can please. The evil man cannot dwell with thee. The arrogant shall not dare to stand before thine eyes. Thou hatest all workings of iniquity. Thou wilt destroy them that speak lies. The man of blood and deceit Jehovah abhorreth. As for me, through thy great mercy will I enter thy house. I will fall down facing thy holy temple in fear. Now, this is the comfort of the godly. And when you look about you today, many of you have a sinking feeling as you see the evil that is abroad today and the iniquity. It's something that makes you sick at heart. What is the comfort of the godly in days like these? Here is the psalmist, that the hatred that he has in his heart of evil reveals that he's on God's side. God also hates it. Also makes God sick at his tummy to look down at this sinful world today. And I'm not being irreverent when I say that. You see, wickedness does not please God, and nor will it please those who know God. Evil cannot dwell with him, for God is light, and in him there's no darkness at all. You know, Habakkuk put it like this, when the Lord told him that the Chaldeans were going to invade God's land. Why, Habakkuk said, thou art of purer eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity. You know, wickedness may prosper for a time, but the day is surely coming, which will bring destruction and eternal shame to those that practice lies and iniquity. God has made it very, very clear that there is coming a day when judgment will come on this. And evil today is not going to prevail. God's made that very clear. Over in Revelation 21:8, he puts it like this, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers, sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, I may sound like a square reading that to you. I hope I do, because that's exactly what I am, and I believe the judgment of God is coming upon this earth. Now, that brings us down to something in this psalm here, and let me read this to you in a little different translation. Jehovah, lead me in thy righteousness because of my foes. What he's saying is this. My enemies are watching me. They want me to stumble and fall, but I want to glorify you. Therefore, he's praying that God will not let him stumble and fall, and that God will lead him. He says, make thy path straight before me, for in their mouth is nothing trustworthy. They're inwardly full of depravity. Their throat is an open sepulcher. And by the way, that's quoted in the third chapter of Romans by Paul. They make their tongue smooth, they're glib of tongue. So many folk are like that today. They don't seem to know what the truth is, and they certainly never tell it.